This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. And on our Oakland Hard Jewelers talking text line, former Major League Baseball pitcher, and man, he does a great job covering the LSU Fighting Tigers for us here on the Big 870, Scotty Sanders. Scott, thanks so much for joining us, bud. How you been?
Doing great. Thank you for having me.
Scott, Charlie and I were talking about this, you know, last week, and again, I'll throw it at you. I think early on before SEC play, you can kind of break this team down into how surprised you are the impact quickly of the freshmen that have come in here on this baseball team, and you like, wow, you know, they ain't playing like no 18-year-old. I mean, they're like they've been doing this before, and right up your alley. The pitching staff, man, how good it's been early on. And you never want to take an opponent lightly. I mean, you've been playing the majors, and you understand. You take him lightly, you get beat. Now, Missouri's not very good, but you just can't overlook them in this spot as they start SEC play. But your thoughts on the impact of the freshmen on this team and also the pitching staff?
Yeah, well, first of all, I mean, Derek Curiel's, I mean, you would, somebody told you he was an 18-year-old freshman, he'd be like, I think you got that wrong in the program, you know. But, I mean, the kid's hitting 450. I know it hadn't been SEC yet, but I don't care. If you hit 450 against anybody, it's impressive. I mean, he's got 21 walks on top of his, you know, on top of his 450 average, you know, with showing that one home run power. You know, I mean, I got one home run and just – been really impressive, and obviously some of the arms, some of those freshman arms have just been really nice. And I tell you, the other person I've been really highly excited about is John Pearson. Obviously, Josh's big baby brother. You know, he reminds me a lot of Tommy Tanks when he steps in that box.
One of the guys too came in, and he's made a quick impact. Is Danny Dickinson. And you know, you think, and I want Jay to tell me the story how you recruited him, to be honest with you. So next time we get Coach on, I'll get Coach Johnson to kind of give me the lowdown on that. But, man, you see Dickinson and how he plays out in the field, but also with a bat. He has got an impressive swing, and also out in the field, he does an outstanding job.
Yeah, Daniel Dickinson. He's just a really all around baseball player. You know, he's sitting here with six home runs. You know, through 18 games, which is obviously pretty impressive. Because when you look at him, he's not the biggest guy in the world. You know, so but he just puts good quality at bats out there, and for some reason, it seems like every time he comes up, there's people on base. You know, he's like the new, speaking of Tommy Tanks, like that 1 year Tommy Tanks came up. Every time he came up, somebody's on base, and but I mean he's leading the team with 26 RBI, six home runs, you know, hitting 373, and he's just a good solid out, and he's really been doing a good job of protecting Jared Jones, which that's the biggest thing. They got to find somebody who can protect him.
Scott, Jay talked today to the media, and he mentioned that William Schmidt's days throwing in midweek games are, quote-unquote, probably over for his career here. He threw one inning, you know, in that matchup against Xavier, but when you put up a 7th spot in the first inning, you're like, okay, we're going to get him set to go for SEC play. And I think starting out, obviously he's going to be a really strong bullpen piece for this team in SEC play, but, I mean, if any of these starters ever start to falter, we could see William Schmidt kind of get on the mound as a starter in SEC play sooner rather than later. But for now, starting out of the bullpen, I think he's going to be a weapon for this team in SEC play.
No, I agree 100%. I mean, it wouldn't totally surprise me if they don't use him as a one-inning type of closure guy. You know, I don't think they're going to be probably using him multiple times in a weekend just because he's probably never really done that much except in probably travel baseball growing up. But he's definitely an ace in the hole when it comes to as a starter. I don't think they're going to want to do it probably at the beginning of the year. Obviously, you're going to want to get his feet wet out the bullpen maybe. But obviously, if one of the big three, you know, on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, kind of start to slip a little bit, I mean, I could definitely see them sliding him somehow, some way into that Sunday start, you know. And if not, they might just wait and pair him up with Shores. You know, obviously, Shores is coming off that injury. They might not want to run his innings up as high as they would normally do because of his coming off that injury. So you could see him as a guy that they try to hold off, and maybe you back him up with, you know, let Shores go 5 and let Schmidt go 3 and maybe somebody else finish it.
Scott, your thoughts on the weekend rotation early on this year in non-conference play, Cade Anderson kind of being steady Eddie as the Friday guy. I mean, whenever he starts, it feels like he's always good for basically 4 lockdown innings. And then he kind of runs into a little bit of issues later on in his starts as he kind of gets extended. Anthony Ianson, who's been, you know, solid so far this year, that matchup this past weekend against North Alabama where he got hit a little bit early and then he kind of got into the proverbial rocking chair and just rolled for basically 6 straight innings, 15 strikeouts against North Alabama. And then Chase Shores, who's also been very solid early on in non-conference play. It's been a good weekend rotation. It's been the same weekend rotation basically for the first 2 months of the season. Just want to get your thoughts on those starters, though.
Yeah, so obviously Cade, man, you know, he is, he's just been going out there. And he, like you said, he rolls early, and he always finds a way to kind of get in a little jam, figures a way out of it. And he's been, you know, probably averaging right, once he got his pitch count up, you know, like you said, a good 6 innings. Ianson, total opposite. He's struggling inning 1, maybe inning 2, but once he gets to that third inning, he's been lights out, you know. So if you can kind of marry those two together, you know, and Ianson could start getting those first 6 guys out, and Cade could just figure out a way to, hey, you know, finish out that. And you know, when he gets to that little rut, kind of, you know, when he gets around the 75 pitch mark, you know, he kind of. But both of them have been very impressive, and obviously Chase Shores is, you know, like I said earlier, coming off the injury, but just coming off 1 year from Tommy John. I mean, watching a pitch, you never know. He just had TJ, you know, and missed a whole season because. It's not very easy to do. It's not easy to go miss a whole season and come back out and just get thrown in the mound and say, hey, we need you to go 5-6 innings because, you know, obviously, you know, you labor, you get tired, you know, so many different things can happen. You know, that last game out, he kind of hit a couple little rough patches, but he found a way to grind. I think he ended up going 5 innings. But those 3 guys, I mean, I'll be honest, there is a couple other SEC teams out there like Arkansas with 2 guys, two of the 3 guys they can roll out there, 2 of the best in the country. But from top to bottom, LSU's going to be up to us, I feel, in the top 5 with that weekend rotation with those 3 guys if they can hold it down all year.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Scott, I hadn't asked you about this, but what's the situation with Cam, your son, and his pitching? And I know last year you was hoping he'd get himself a shot to certainly pitch in the majors, but a little bit about Cam.
Yeah, so Cam was ended up being a minor league free agent this year. He put 6 years in with the Cubs. That's how baseball works. If you they have your rights for basically 6 years of, you know, and as a minor leaguer. So he signed with the Pittsburgh Pirates, which he was really excited about. He's now in Bradenton. He's been in Bradenton, obviously, honestly, though, since early February. And he backed up in the big league game today, but did get in. But he's doing well. He's excited. He's slated to go to Indianapolis, which is their AAA team, and he's going to play. They told me they want him to be a setup guy or slash closer type of guy, you know, a high leverage back of the bullpen guy. So I'm hoping a new change of scenery, maybe a new. And actually, was very kind of really cool was Andy Bennis, who was one of my teammates, who was actually one of my mentors in the big leagues. Because when I got to the Padres, Andy was the first pick of the draft in '88, and he mentored me. Well, his son's a pitching coach in Indianapolis. So Drew, who I've been knowing Drew since he was a baby, because Drew was actually a little baby when I played with Andy. So I'm really excited about that. And Drew's really, really good. I did my homework, obviously, and Drew's very good with mechanics. So I'm really hoping that him and Cam can click and maybe they can get him on the right roll and get him a shot to maybe pitch, be a Pirate pitching the big leagues one day.
Scott, to start off with Missouri, it's almost like in football. Man, you want a team that you got a good chance to beat, and LSU has that. But also it's a mindset. I don't know if you were like that at Nicholls, because most people like considered Nicholls, oh, we got to beat them guys. But in the majors, you've been through that spot where you know you better than they are, and you're in a series with them. But the mindset to get them ready, knowing you better. But if you don't play well, if you don't help them out, they not have no chance to beat you. And so what's the mindset going into a series like against a team like Missouri?
So it's a big-time catch 22. The one good thing is it's the first SEC weekend for some of these guys. And then it's the first SEC weekend of another year for a bunch of guys. So, you know, the guys, the veterans, I think it'll be normal weekends, but obviously the new guys and haven't played a lot of SEC ball, they're going to be fired up, which will be good. But Missouri is, you know, Kerrick Jackson, the head coach, is a dear friend of mine. So I have watched him a few times just because I went out watching ESPN Plus, whatever, and I see him, I put him on. And, you know, the team is not really exciting, you know what I mean? But they're not terrible. You know, he's trying to turn the program around, but you know, it's just really tricky because I think it was Vanderbilt last year went to Missouri and got swept about the second weekend of the season last year, I think it was. So the thing about it is even though Missouri's 8-8, you still better show up and play baseball. You better get 27 outs all 3 days, because if you don't, you can end up losing 2 out of 3. You can lose 1 out of 3. And, you know, this team this year, the LSU fans, if they lose 1 out of 3 to Missouri, they're going to be upset. You know, so you better not lose 2 out of 3. So you better sweep, because Tiger fans, they like to beat the teams they're supposed to beat.
Scott, the good thing is that if you listen to Jay talk about this team, like, they're not overlooking Mizzou at all. Like, they're trying to avoid that potential pitfall, so to speak. And with this Missouri matchup, I mean, Jay's talked about how locked in his team has been all season long, every single week, especially the last few weeks. But the one thing that kind of stands out to me, they can hit. You know, a 301 team batting average is not bad, but the number 16 in the SEC with a 6.2 cumulative ERA, that's where it feels like LSU can strike. You know, maybe Missouri can touch up LSU's pitchers a little bit, but you're really hoping that LSU's offense, which has been just white hot over the last few weeks, can really hit, especially at home at the box against this Mizzou pitching staff.
No, I agree 100%. I mean, the pitching on paper, the pitching is not even comparable. And so the one thing about this team is LSU, when they had to win with their bats, they won with their bats. When they had to win with their arms, they have won with their arms. So, you know, they have, and I'll be honest, you know, Missouri's coming to the thing like, oh my, they're 17-1 and we have to go to the box. Like, yeah, that's not an easy task to take on, you know. But you know, I was looking at some numbers early, and I mean, LSU's, they've only struck out 106 times and they got 122 walks. You know, and it's sitting there with a .346 team batting average. You know what I mean? So I don't know any pitcher who's going to come in there and be like, hey, let's go. I do know. I think Missouri has two left-handed starters that they're going to probably throw out there. But I'll be honest, LSU, they're just so deep. And the thing about it is they got guys on the bench that could be in the lineup. So, you know, that's what Jay's been really playing that to his advantage of lefty-righty matchups because he's so deep. And he can pinch hit for, you know, Reeves. And then put somebody else in. You know, he could pinch it for an outfielder and slide somebody else. So they're sitting in a really good spot right now. And obviously, they just have to take what they've been doing and translate that into SEC play. And I think they got a good chance to have a really successful year.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And last one for you here, Scott, Jared Jones. I mean, living up to expectations would, I think, be an understatement. And this 12-game winning streak, he's hitting .510. With 7 doubles, 6 homers, and 24 RBI. It just feels like every single time the guy comes up to the plate, he's a risk to pop it out of the ballpark. And, you know, if you're looking at this Mizzou, you know, weekend pitching staff, it feels like Jared Jones could have a really big weekend again, even though he's been red hot over the past couple weeks already.
Yeah, he definitely has lived up to expectations. But I'll be honest, I don't think Missouri is going to let him beat them this week. You know, I think they're going to make Dickinson, you know, first weekend of SEC baseball in the history of his life. You know what I mean? Never really played this type of you know, conference play. I wouldn't be surprised if Jones walks 10 times this weekend, to be honest. Obviously, a lot of that has to depend on situations, score, obviously. You know what I mean? If LSU's up 10-1, they may pitch to him, right? But if it's close games, I don't see, especially with two left-handed starters, I have a feeling if Jared didn't go fishing, he's going to, you know, if he didn't go fishing for some balls out the zone, he's going to have a lot of walks on his hands this weekend.
He's going to take down a lot of slow walks to first base, Scott.
Right.
I just got that feeling, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I do, too.
Scott, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Man, always great insights and always enjoy when you come on with us.
That's right. Thank you all for having me. Have a great rest of the evening.
Thanks, Scott.
All righty. Thank you, Scott. Scott Sanders, former Major League Baseball pitcher. Now, he does a great job covering the LSU baseball team. And, man, we appreciate him giving us those insights. From a former Major League Baseball player, and especially as the season goes along, Charlie, the pitching part of it, because that's what Scott did in the Major League level, to see how these pitchers and what you brought up with William Smith, I think that's something there that everybody's going to keep an eye on.
I love what Scott brought up, though, is having, you know, Schmidt potentially pitch on Sundays after Chase Shores. You know, we'll just kind of have to see how it goes, Mike. Maybe he ends up being like the one inning relief pitcher in like the high leverage situations, or he could be an extended pitcher that throws after Shores if you only want to kind of limit him to 4 to 5 innings. So we'll have to see how Jay decides to play it, but it's definitely exciting because if you're looking at this weekend rotation, as Scott said, it's basically at this point, probably a top 5 weekend rotation in a loaded SEC with Cade pitching the way he is, 37 strikeouts and 21 2/3 innings pitched. Anthony Ianson, 35 strikeouts and 24 innings pitched. And then Chase Shores at 22 strikeouts and 20 innings pitched. So it's a really good group, and I can't wait to keep talking with Scott throughout the season as it kind of progresses.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here.
If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.